Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, everybody? You know, today is a special day for Rainbow Rendezvous. I think this is the first time that we've ever had the homie, Nicki McKnight, come on this particular platform. So I'm happy to, you know, have her on today so you guys can get introduced to her, because I know the people over at Starting Out Online, I know, you know, most of them, you know, gotten acquainted with her, you know, I'm sure, you know, over the years, but now, you know, we have an opportunity to have her here. So, I think we have her. If you're on, Nicki, go ahead, press one so I can bring you on live. But yeah, we got her. But before I bring her on, let me just give you guys just a quick background about her. She is out of Columbus, Georgia. She's been doing a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's been nominated for different awards. We're going to get into that. For me, when I first heard her music, I was like, dang, okay, this is hot. Like, I remember getting one of her tracks, I think it was Motivation, and I think Unstoppable also. Like, those tracks really were, like, my favorites. But anyway, before I talk myself into a corner, I'm gonna go ahead and bring her on. So here we go. We got Nicki 706 Nicki McKnight.
Yeah! Yeah! They turn.
What's up?
What's good, Samo? What's good?
Nothing, man. Everything and nothing at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Just chilling, you know. Happy to get you on here, man.
Yeah, man. I'm happy to be here. Time.
You know, it's like every turn. Oh, yeah. You know, like, I'm glad to get you on here. You know, like, this is a different... kind of a different platform from, you know, Phoenix Starting Out Online. This is, you know what I'm saying, more or less. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah, this is just, you know, more or less like the LGBT, you know what I'm saying, angle of things. Because, you know, I know for one, like, you know, like, your image does not come off as, like, you know, you putting yourself as, like, a quote-unquote LGBT artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I respect that you don't put yourself into that box. You know what I'm saying? A lot of artists that are, even though they may be, you know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual, whatever, a lot of them put themselves into that, you know, I don't want to say box, but they put themselves in that category. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that distances them from, you know, from other things. So I'm glad that you don't do that, because that would be, I don't know. I mean, I've seen it, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen it, and I just see that, you know, people kind of click up, and sometimes I think that that limits them. I don't know if you've ever felt like you've encountered people maybe stereotyping you, you know what I'm saying, whenever, you know, even if you're not putting yourself out there as, you know, an LGBT artist like that. Like, have you ever had any type of encounters like that?
Where I had to, you know, I was like, well, can you repeat the question again?
Yeah, no, what I was saying was, you know, like, a lot of times I noticed that some people, they may limit an artist because they feel like the artist fits one category as far as, like, just being an LGBT artist. So I don't know if you've ever encountered people just, you know, being prejudiced, like, you know, before they even know, you know, who you are and what you are about.
Early on in the career, before, like, I guess you can say, I'm choosing my words correctly, you know.
All right.
I don't want to say somebody started something and then, but I can say that before the Nicki Minaj era, you know what I mean?
Right.
She kind of, like, popularized the gay stuff, you know what I mean? Made it, I guess, kind of acceptable or whatever. But before that, like, it was like, oh, that's nasty, you know what I mean? And don't nobody want to hear that, blah, blah, blah. And a lot of people, like, before, you know, when they see my face, that was a big reason. Like, if you notice, you know, like my music and stuff, I never put my face on like, my artwork and stuff like that. You know what
right.
I'm saying? It's always just, you know, my name and the title and stuff like that. Because before mm-hmm. that, you know, they see you and they automatically assume, oh, guess you're going to come with that gay shit. You know what I mean? and then, you know, when they hear the music, you know, if they get to the music, put it like that, because, you know, they already put me in a box
right.
once they saw my face. You know what I'm saying? So if they
right.
do get to the music, you know, it's like, man, you're totally not what I expected. I was expecting you just come here and talk about all this gay stuff and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's not me. You know what I mean? Give me a chance, man. And, you know, I promise you, you'll be impressed. You know what I mean?
Well, yo, you know, you definitely did that. And that's one thing that I did notice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that you don't really... But you know what? Let me back up. One thing that I didn't really pay attention to before that you pointed out earlier was that you don't put your face on your artwork. And I'm like, dang, I never really noticed that. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Like, I never noticed that before. Like, it didn't click to me that, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That doesn't even... You know what I'm saying? So, it's wow. So that was the reason why, because a lot of people kind of just automatically want to kind of judge based off, you know what I'm saying, based off what you look
yeah,
like.
Yeah, based off appearance. They want to judge based off appearance. And then, you know, sometimes I just don't want to give off, like, you know, like talking to my manager or, you know, other people. They like, you know, like, get you dressed up real fly and, you know, good photo shoot so you put these flies out and blah, blah, blah. And I just don't want to portray an image that just isn't me. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's just not my personality. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, I understand, you know, we kind of, you know, came to agreement that, you know, the photo shoots and stuff have to be done, you know, so I did that. But I always try to make sure I just can't go all the way out, always totally out. My dog want to be.
Right.
Right,
because
you know,
you're real low-key. You're right.
Yeah, and I just, yeah, and it's just me, man. I'm like, why can't I just make good music? Like, who cares what I look like? You know what I mean? And I'm like, you know, I just want to make some good music. You're not looking at me when you listen to the music. You just listen to some good music. And that's just something,
that's
you know, I understand it's a part of marketing and stuff, but it's just, you know, you just can't give me a logical explanation for that to me. I just don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? I just don't. That's just something I will never understand. What does, you know, looks have to do with music? It's just something I never understand.
Let me tell you something. To sound like I'm about to read paternity or something, but when it comes to like, to me now, this is just my opinion. But when it comes to, like, the LGBT community themselves and like, how that's, you know, portrayed as far as, like, you have people that, I guess, that identify as aggressive or,
yeah.
you know, they like, you know, they just like you and me, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not dressing real feminine, like, or nothing, you know what I'm saying? But, you know,
yeah.
it's a lot of people that look the same, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these people look the same. I think I done seen like four or five light skinned, dreadhead rappers, female rappers with like shades on, and I'm like, who are these people? Because, you know, they
yeah.
all look the same. And I'm like, golly, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's like trying to follow that one trend, so it's good that you just kind of, you know, you don't even really want to be out there like that. A lot of people just want to be fly and flashy and just all over the place. But you've always just been real low-key, you know what I mean, real modest with it and not, you know, trying to be this, you know, larger-than-life person, you know what I mean? But you are, you know, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
you don't have to, like, front like that, you know, so.
Yeah.
You know. Now, my question for you is, do you listen to any other artists that are in the LGBT community?
A couple that I actually know, you know, Tech Banger. She's from Texas currently in Atlanta. Kim Joyce is like my favorite artist, my favorite indie artist ever, man.
Now, who did you say?
Kim Joyce. She's a singer.
Oh yeah.
She's real dope. She's from Columbus, Ohio, and thank you. The Detroit too, I think, but she's in Atlanta too. But those are the two that I'm aware of from the community that I listen to.
Now you said Kim Joyce, and I didn't really hear you.
Text Banger, the other one called Text Banger.
Dang. Okay, you know you're going to have to send me some information about them, about the other person. Because I've definitely heard Kim Joyce before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Tex is cool. Tex is cool, man. She's a dope artist. We've done a couple of joints together.
Word. Okay. Yeah. Now, the reason why I asked you who you listen to is I want to know what makes you pick, like what makes you want to listen to, you know, artists that are out there like that, you know what I mean, that still are out there represented as, you know, LGBT artists or just, you know, are out, you know, not all this undercover stuff that we kind of see sometimes. Call them by names. What draws you to that music? Like, what draws you to their music?
I'm just drawn to good music, period. You know, gay or straight. But, you know, I've come across some artists, you know, in the community. Oh, yeah, Sia, too. I forgot to mention Sia. I like Sia.
Sia. Okay, yeah, she's dope.
And Sia is another one. Like, she's hard, like, the look. You know, she's hardcore, but you listen to her music. She's not, you know, she's an artist first. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what I like. If you're in the community, I like artists that who are artists first, not just bam, bush you in the face with my gayness. You know what I mean? if that's your cup of tea, I don't knock it. I don't knock it at all. But it's just, you know, it's just not. I'm more interested in artistry, man. I don't care about all that other stuff. You know what I mean?
I hear you. Cause I think people look at people like Dej Loaf, and I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, you can't tell me that she's not. You know that she's not gay. Like, you can't tell me that. Like, you can't tell me that she's not out here like that. You can't tell me that. But, you know, I guess she's one of the ones that, I don't know if she's bi, I don't care. But the thing is, it's like, I would rather artists be who they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about, you know, certain things. Like, if you had the opportunity, right, if you had the opportunity to be a you know, major sign artist or whatever, but you had to change your look up, would you do it? Like, if they was offering you, like, I don't know, maybe 2.5 million advance, you know what I'm saying? What would you do?
To be honest, a couple of opportunities have come across. I mean, not no 25 million or nothing like that, but a couple of people in the past have come across it. It's like, it's not me, you know what I'm saying? Like, of course, I would like to be a lot more, you know, paid or whatever,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not hurting, you know what I'm saying? I'm comfortable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I was to, you know, sign, be major and stuff like that, it would be more for, like, to provide for my family and my loved ones and stuff like that. But, you know, me as a person, I'm not hurting for money like that. Well, I'm just going to go against everything I believe in. You know what I mean? And, you know, these people, they want you to be, like, they want me to be totally opposite of what I am, or they want me to be extra, extra what I am. You know what I mean? But I can't, I just can't be going in and be me. And that's just something I'm not comfortable with. If I can't just make my music and just be me, then, you know, the hell with
you. I hear you. I think I think, you know, thus far, like, you've really grown, like I said before on the other show, you know, you've really grown as an artist and just, like, on your grind, period, you know what I mean? And people are recognizing that now, you know what I'm saying? And again, like, you can even hear it in the music, like, you can even hear the growth in the music, and I think that's really what it's about. You know, you hear a lot of artists, like, what's my dude's name, T.I.? Like, you'll hear a person like T.I. And when T.I. first came out, I wasn't really, like, I did like the first, I don't know if you heard, I think you heard that, might have heard that album, because me and you talked about that one song he had, I think it was one called Do It. But anyway, he got a song, he had an album, I'm Serious. And that album was all right. But when he first was, like, coming out, you know, he was more, he had more fire in him. You know what I mean? He wasn't sounding like he was a lazy artist. Like that at all. He was going for it. But then, you know, as he progressed, it just sounded like he, you know, just, he didn't care no more. You know what I mean? It just became like, I'm good now. I don't have to, you know, really be creative or do any of that. So I really just hope that you don't lose that. You know what I mean? You know, whenever you get to a certain point in your career, I hope that you don't lose that fire. So my question for you is, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought. I got my thoughts in my head.
I was just gonna say, if I ever got to a point where I felt like, you know, the fire isn't there anymore, then I'd rather just give it up. You know what I mean? I don't think I'll ever give it up completely, but I think I'd be ready to, like, try to pass the torch to somebody else, or, you know what I'm saying, I'll work with somebody. That's another story. But that's like where I'm headed now. That's what I'm thinking now. You know, a long time from now, I'm like, man, who can I want to find me a young artist, and, you know, because I've learned a lot of info along the way or whatever. And I think I could pass it on to somebody to keep them from making a lot of mistakes that I did. But, like, if I ever lost that fire, you know, for it, then, you know, I think I'll back away from it.
Now, let's talk about the fire, right?
Yeah.
What sparked the fire inside of you to even, you know, get started with doing music and get started with just, like, even on the production end? Because I know you do production also. So what made you say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do. I think I got something with this.
It's always been in, like, my mom played, like, I love all kinds of music, for one thing. And, like, I was always surrounded. My mom's always played music. My older cousins always played music. And it just was something that was always in me. And it just, you know, I don't know, like, around the time I was in middle school, I used to write raps and recite them to my classmates, and they used to love it. Like, we be in class, and the teachers be like, well, if y'all, everybody finished their work, and we could let Nicky rap or something. And they did that for me. They were like, man, we're going to finish this work, so everybody help each other out, and blah, blah, blah. And we did it, man. And it just used to have, like, little cyphers in class with me and a couple other guys. And it was just a hobby. It was just something I loved to do. You know, it's just something you just, I guess I could say it was just learned behavior, you know what I mean? And, you know, when I got out of high school, I used to write a bunch of raps. You know, they never had hooks, just me rapping all the time. Take a beat and rap for about 5 minutes, you know. And a partner of mine was like, man, you start breaking these down into songs, throwing some hooks in. And he was giving me certain artists to listen to, you know, these were like East Coast artists, like Jay-Z, Nas, Mobb Deep, and you know, when I heard the stories, like, I really fell in love with Hov. You know, when I heard, you know, the stories in his music, like, the more deeper songs and whatever, I was like, man, I could write this, you know what I'm saying? I could do this. And it just went on from there, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, that's always seemed like where it starts at, school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well, most people, it always starts at school, you know what I'm saying? But that's good because you had people, I don't know, now, do you feel like you have some of those same people like, oh, my gosh, I knew you was always going to make it? Do you ever get people that come to you like that?
yeah, man, like the people I grew up with, who knew, you know what I'm saying, who knew at the time, you know, in their minds it was like I didn't really, you know what I'm saying, want to do this, like, as far as, like, professionally until probably, like, 2008 and 2010. Like, it didn't really become, like, you know what I'm saying, serious. But up until then, it was just, like, I just did it because I knew how to, you know what I mean? And, you know, I ran into people all the time, so it, but in their minds, it's just like, man, he was always breathless. Blah, 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 you know, I'm so glad you stuck with it. And, like, back then, this wasn't, you know, in my head, or this is where I want to be when I grow up, you know what I mean? I thought I was going to be a basketball player. but, yeah, man, you know, I ran into them all the time, I see them or whatever, they're like, man, I'm so glad you still doing the music. I'm proud of you. I see, you know, all the things you're doing, all the different places you're doing. You know, one of my partners says, man, I vicariously live for you, for real. He's like, man, keep doing your thing, man. I'm glad you dedicated to it. So, you know, that's always a bit, you know, because, you know, sometimes I'll be thinking, I don't be thinking a lot of people be paying attention, you know what I mean? But, you know, when you run into people, they be like, yeah. He's like, I run into people who I don't know, and they be like, yo, you think that night? So I like, yeah. So, you know, it feels good to know that people notice, you know what I mean?
But you know what? It's like, now you might need security. I don't know, maybe. You might have to get somebody to, like, just slap on a bodyguard T-shirt or something, you know, some tall person, bulk person, you know what I mean? Like, I know you roll with some people, you know what I'm saying? Just have them put on some security shirts sometimes. I don't know. You never know. But that's dope, though, that you got people that's like, ain't you, you know what I'm saying? Because that means you really out here doing it. So,
yeah.
And I'm proud, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I've definitely just, like I said, seen you grow and, of course, heard the music grow, you know what I'm saying? Let's go back to the T-shirt thing, because I know I was talking about security wearing T-shirts. I want to talk about you and the T-shirts, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to tell you, I rock this shirt. I swear, I think I wear this shirt like 2 times a week. You know, I wash it and stuff. But I think I wear it twice a week.
Yeah.
So I got a hat to just go perfect with it. And I just love it. So I just, like, I rock it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I really, you know, I think people pay attention. And I noticed that you've been doing, to me, what it appears to be like a lot of marketing through that. You know what I mean? Like, that's having, like, evangelists, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, promoting you out here, you know what I mean? Like, by you just, you know, giving the shirts, or and then people buying the shirts, you know what I'm saying? I was like, I was so excited when I got my shirt in the mail. I was like, I got a shirt. Let me see, I can wear this. I was like, okay, I can wear it. Now everybody's just going to see me. I'm going to have to separate the days that I wear it, you know what I'm saying? So people just don't think I'm, like, trying to be a bum out here, but I was like, man, and it was comfortable, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what was the thought behind, or the thought process behind, you know, this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to get these shirts, and, you know, like, what made you say this is the strategy I'm going to use?
That comes from the brain behind Triple Double Easy. I was just telling her the other day, like, you know, I just like to rap, you know what I'm saying? I just like to rap and make music. I try to leave everything else to you. But, you know, I don't leave everything, but, like, most of that stuff, like, the marketing and all that, like, she's real big on that. And, you know, me, like I said, I just want to make music, you know what I mean? But, yeah, that came out. She's like, yeah, we're going to, because we had the triple-double merchandise first. And she's like, you know, you need to start, you know, you're starting to build a core fan base and, you know, get something more personal, you know what I mean, for them. And so that's when we had Strange Drop the 706 Knicks logo. And we put it up there, man, like that.
Man. Because I, like, started seeing, like,
you posting the stuff, posting the pictures of people wearing it, you know, wearing the shirts on, like, your Facebook and everywhere. And I was like, that's dope. Like, that's some smart stuff
And I was like, because, you know, I was sitting at home, and my email's going off, like, you just got to order it for a shirt. You just got to order it. And then people call me, like, yeah, we got to get a shirt. Can I get a shirt? And I'm like, man, it's surprising. You know, one thing I can say, you know what I'm saying, a fault of mine is I spent a lot of time, you know, focusing on the wrong part, like people not supporting. Because, you know, I feel like, man, you, like this person is like you my homie, or, you know me, or you my family member, and, you know, you're not supporting. And it was a lot of negative stuff that I, you know what I'm saying, that I focused on. Instead of, you know, I had to sit back and embrace the positive, like, let me sit back and, you know what I'm saying, and appreciate these people who do support and who do show love, you know what I'm saying? You know, once I did that, things started to change around. So I focused more on that, and, you know, things start picking up, man. So that you know, that put that positive energy out in the atmosphere. It comes back, man. I promise you, man. I promise you.
That's what it is. I mean, you've been doing that. And like I said, I definitely have been respecting the grind. I also, you know, I do want to talk about the different, you know, the different awards that you've been nominated for, as well as, like, your performances. I know we talked about it, you know, on the other platform, but for the people who don't know, you've been kind of everywhere. You did South by Southwest. And that was like, that was this year. And
this year and last year. 2 years
ago. Wow. Oh, this year and last year. Back to back.
Back to back.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I just was thinking about that. I don't know why that song popped up in my head about back to back. But yeah, that's dope, yo. So yeah, you were going at it back to back. Like, how did that feel for you?
It was great, man. It's a great feeling. To know that, you know, it's a great feeling to even be reached out to for stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Brahma and, oh man, I feel bad. I can't remember the guy from last year. House of Song, man. Oh
man, I feel
real bad. But yeah, they like, because. Like, I was just sitting here thinking, no lie, I was just sitting here thinking this morning, like, man, I've gone from, like, even with music to, like, you know, hitting people up, like, how can I get some of my music to you, or promote them, like, how can I get on one of your shows, and now it's just, like, they hitting me up, like, Nick, send me something new, or Nick, I'm having this event, you know, come, can you come through, you know, and it feels good, man. Like, wow, you know what I'm saying? I'm totally wild by it. It's a great feeling, you know what I mean? And especially, you know what I'm saying, being recognized for something you love to do. So, you know, it's awesome.
And, you know, some people, like, to me, you, like, I think you, to me, I think you probably become a different person almost when you probably get on stage because you, like I said, you really, like, it's real low-key, you know, person, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just seems like you just, like, you be chilling, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not, like, a person that's wild and rowdy like that, and you're not the hype person, you know? You're not the hype man person, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not you. You just, you turn up whenever it's time to perform. So I dig that, you know what I'm saying? You were nominated as Female Hip-Hop Artist for the 2015 Georgia Music Awards. And tell people a little bit about, like, how you found out that you were nominated.
I found out on Facebook, man. A partner of mine from Columbus, like, you know, he was nominated for Male Artist, and he had put the link up to vote for him. You know, I went and, you know, liked the link, and when I voted for him, no, not didn't even look at everything else, everybody else. I just went and voted, supported him. And you know, I got notification from liking his post. Somebody was like, yeah, this nominee was going Nicki right now, and I was like, huh? So I went back and looked, oh man, I got nominated for an award. I didn't even know it. So and I had to try to play catch up because I wasn't aware that I was nominated for it, man.
But you were oblivious to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you didn't even know it.
Nah, I didn't
nominated
even know
for a whole award.
Yeah, I was like, man, I didn't even know about this. And it's crazy because Easy was like, you know, they had been running for like the past 3 years, and Easy was like, man, we gotta get you in there. She was like, man, they didn't know next to this year. Next year, they didn't know next to this. She was like, and then last year, she was like, you're gonna be on that damn ballot next year. So, yeah, man. Like, yeah. And you can see it as a progress. You know, it's just a progress. And I ain't get the trophy,
right,
but, you know, being at the show and listening to all the acceptance speeches from all the other artists, it's like, yeah, you can get it the first time or the second time or whatever. But, you know, I was happy, you know, being nominated on the state level. Because, like, you hardly get recognized in your city for your accomplishments, then somebody recognize you on a state level, it's kind of like, man, yeah, doing big things now.
That's big, yeah. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? You're like, dang, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I know you were also, you know, you was over there with, dang, this is somebody I used to deal with, but, the Extreme 104 FM All Star Awards back in 2012. I think you got nominated as you actually had quite a few. Wait a minute. I think you had you were nominated for Underground Music Awards, right?
Yeah.
As well. And for All Star Awards.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Because wait a minute, I got to back up again, because I remember the UMAs, I think the UMAs came before, well, I guess, I don't know. I thought that they stopped doing the UMAs maybe like in 2013. I don't know if the dude stopped doing them.
They brought it back. That year I got nominated was the last one that they stopped, and then they recently brought it back.
Wow, that's dope.
I don't know if it was last year or this year.
Okay. You were nominated for like a lot of things, like, and those both of those were in New York, right?
Yes, and that was another one that you made. It was another one, like, where it, you know, that like that's a big deal. You know what I mean? And I was just sitting there, and I was watching. I was like, I had plans to just go attend, you know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I need to go. I never had, you know, I was like, man, that's way in New York. They ain't worried about me. So, but I was like, I still want to go, you know, I want to visit New York, and I want to attend the next award show. And then, you know, like, I surprised, man, Easy hit me up. Like, yo, you got, they hit me up and said you were nominated for Original Female Artist. And I was like, what? Man, that was big.
Yeah,
I got nominated. I'm not going just to attend, but I'm a nominee. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That just shows, you know what I mean, like the work that you've been putting in is definitely, you know, not going unnoticed. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to keep doing that. But what we're going to do, we're going to take a break. But for the break, I am going to be playing Be For Real. So introduce that track for the people, and we're going to go ahead and play that and take a little break.
This track, Be For Real, man, produced by AZ Beats. It's just me talking my, you know, I'm a real humble cat, but sometimes I just, hey, I want to talk my junk, man. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Just talking about, you know, what we were just talking about, just being overlooked sometimes, a lot of the times. And, you know, sometimes I just have to be like, hey, you ain't doing what I'm doing. You know what I mean? So that's where this track came from. Be For Real.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, do they know, yeah, what they know me. Them who Jamaican, you should thank me, bitch, you own me, be for real. Niggas say they got it, never showing, be for real. If I say I done it, I can show the proof. Ain't no sense in lying when they know the truth. I'm just out here grinding how I'm supposed to do. I'm just being honest in my quotes, nigga. I hear all these lies and what you wrote, nigga. Promise I'ma keep it real with every line. No vocals in my show mix, bitch, I'm very live. 9 times out of 10, I give them humble nicks. But every now and then, I'm on some fuckin' shit. Ty said, nicks, these niggas, they don't want no wishes. Just point me to the culprit, you know I'ma get em. That nigga so serious about his good. I promise we would kill a nigga by our blood. That's just how we does. Cause there's some games you just don't play with, fam. Me against the city, since I spit it, I ain't gave a damn. Underdog, put these niggas underdog. Put these bitches under all. It's apparent I son them all. I done put this city on my back. Took it all over the map. I'm worldwide and those just facts. Bitch, don't you call me local rap. I've done no shows for my promo. I'm on the road by my dolo. Every once in a while my folks roll, but I'm mostly out just solo. I don't hand hold, I don't ask for. My work ethic's been a banjo. I get streams full cause they see me moving and respect the hustle and down flow. So shout out my DJ That Dirty Money. Shout out Easy, always working for me. And always keeping every word you promise. Never turning on me, you deserve the honors. Always told me these niggas ain't fucking with me. Always show me I was on another level. Always tell me to move like I'm already famous. Now look at the progress we making. I'm asking these niggas, how many niggas say they took it? Why I took it? How many venues they done booked you? Where they booked me? How many cities do they know you? Where they know me? Them moves you making, you should thank me, bitch, you own me, be for real. Niggas say they got it, never showing, be for real. If I say I done it, I can show the proof. Ain't no sense in lying when they know the truth. I'm just out here grinding how I'm supposed to do.
Shout out Graveyard, Get Lifted, Crowd Life Nation, what up?
And that was Nicki Minaj, better known, well, for me, at 706 Nix. Make sure you follow her at 706 Nix everywhere. And make sure you also visit the website, 706nix.com. So I'm going to go ahead and bring her back on. Yo, now that one, you were snapping. You were snapping. You were snapping. So what was, like, the whole, you know, I know you said, you know, you just wanted to get in there and kind of, like, you know, talk your junk, talk your shit, you know, do your thing. I'm not mad at that, you know what I'm saying? But, like, was there any specific thing that kind of sparked that, or was it just, you know, you just was having that type of energy that you just was like, you know, let me just get in here?
Well, you know, anything I write, well, 95% of the time I write, it's sparked from something. You know what I'm saying? It just comes from an experience that sparks in it. And it's just, like, sometimes, like I said, I have learned to focus more on the project. But, you know, every now and then, sometimes it be like, man, y'all really be trying me, man, for real. So, you know, and that's where that came from. Like, when I heard that beat, it was like, it just said that to me. When that sample came in, like, showing how to move in a room full of books, I was like, yeah. I'm showing how I move. And ask them if they doing the same thing I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Mhm. But you know it gets like that though. You know what I'm saying? But you just did it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to think if I've ever heard of any other artist out of Columbus outside of you, you know, shade to anybody in Columbus. But I mean, like, you know, you're the only one I really know like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, so if you got more people, you know what I mean? I know you got your other people. No, okay. All right.
I get that a lot, and that's what, but you, I gotta focus on the product. All right, I get that a lot. So, you know, I think we touched on this a lot as far as like the music scene in Columbus, you know, and my thing is, do you feel like there's a lot of opportunities for, you know, excuse me, for artists that are just coming up in Columbus, you know, that want to be MCs or lyricists or just want to do music, period? Do you feel like that they have a scene to even, you know, perform, you know, perform on? Like, what's the scene like?
Well, there's an event that I'm performing at this Thursday here. It's for up-and-coming artists, a showcase for up-and-coming artists. I'm a guest performer, though. But they're going to have artists competing for a prize pack or whatever. And I'm going to get this check. I'm going to be able to check that out because, you know, I have my feelings about showcases and competing for prizes and stuff like that. But, you know, it seems like it's a good, like, when I saw the, well, what these artists are competing for, it seems like they got a lot of stuff in there. So, I want to see, you know, whoever wins, I want to see how, you know what I'm saying, how they, what comes up after that, you know what I mean? If it's going to help them, if it's going to help, are they just going to win and, you know, damn, hey, I won.
And that's it.
Or is it really going to, you know what I'm saying, help them to, you know, build a buzz and, you know, keep, you know, get them what they need to move on to that next phase or whatever. Because that's what it should be about, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Not just going and compete, try to win this. And then, hey, yeah, I won the showcase, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I hope that, you know, these artists really take something and learn something from it and use all the stuff that's in the prize package to their advantage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now, to kind of go back on that, you know what I mean? My thing is, I remember, I don't know how long ago this was. This was probably like, dang. I don't know if me and you were even like, I think we were acquainted somewhat from producing as far as like Rock Battle and stuff, because I was on there a long time. But I remember when I was first like making music, doing beats or whatever, and this was before I just started trying to write music, but I remember I was doing beats. And I remember being on MySpace, and this cat hit me up, and he was like, you know, I don't know if you remember how people would do this, but they would hit you up with the same copy and pasted ass message talking about, heard you, we want you to come and, you know, come perform, or not perform, have your music heard by the A&Rs, you know, you play the register and they come and listen. Now, here's my thing. I don't know if you've ever run into, or have you ever, look, let me rephrase the whole thing. Have you ever been scammed? Because that whole thing to me, having, like, to pay to, you know, that seems like a big scam to me.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my point exactly. Like, you know, that's what I was saying about the showcases. Like, it's something that we all, that, you know, as trying to be artists, like, we have a dream. And they selling these people the dreams of, hey, you come to my showcase. If you win, you're going to get signed. We're going to have this person there. We're going to have that person there. And, you know, and it's a learning experience. Like, when I first started off, you know, trying to hit the road and do this, you know, I'm like, man, I'm good if I go perform in front of them. But then, you know, after, like, the fourth and the fifth, I'm like, you know, I'm going to start Googling these people who they're saying now. And you find out that they used to be affiliated with such and such 20 years ago and stuff like that. And, you know, and it's like, okay. Now, like, I'm like, rapping for a panel is I want to, no, I got two more words here. Rapping for panel is like, I'm past that stage. Like, you know, I said with in the song you just heard with Eve, like, you got more, like, you already in the game. You know what I'm saying? And like, these showcases, they know these artists are passionate and they feed on it. It's so many people trying to get on, you know what I'm saying? And they think this is an easy way. But what I tell them is, like, you name me an artist came out and said, hey, I got signed because I won this contest at such and such showcase. You know what I mean? And and that's the dream that they're selling them. And they taking their hard-earned money and thinking, That's just what it's gonna be. Let me go rap in front of these quote unquote famous people, and they gonna see me, and I'm gonna get signed. And you know what I mean. And that's just not what it is, man. And that's
right.
That's another thing, man. With these artists, man, out there listening, please, 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 don't be afraid to do your research on these people, man. Like, you got to do your research on these people. Like, I've seen, and it's too much. Too much scamming and stuff going on that's hitting the news for you not to be aware of it. You know what I mean? And so, like I said, please don't be afraid to ask questions, man. Somebody asking you for your money is your money. So don't be afraid to ask them questions like, what you gonna do for me? Or do you got any body looking back your story? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do some digging, man, before you dish out your hard-earned money, man, because there's many people out there praying on it, and they know that you go and you so itching to get in the game and you passionate, and they love the invest in yourself thing, saying, you know what I'm saying, and those are the ones, you know, like, some people are gonna straight up say, "Yo, I've just learned to read between the lines." You know what I mean? It's a way where people gonna humbly tell you, "Yeah, you're gonna need a budget." You know what I'm saying? And that's coming from me myself. Yeah, you're gonna need a budget. Yeah, but you know, some people just like you gotta be able to look out and read these people who are just trying to get your money, make you a bunch of empty promises.
I'm gonna say this, right?
Yeah.
About all of it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you like, because I'm pretty sure, you know, you done take your dues when it comes to dealing with that type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. As far as like, you know, going out there and it kind of being. So, like, it's good for experience, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's good for exposure. Yeah, a little. And let me say this one thing. Like, when I said I was done rapping, there's this one event in Atlanta. It's called the Bar Exam. They are legit. You can take my word for it. And not just for the fact that I ain't saying you're gonna go there and get signed or whatever, but they have panelists up there, and the ones I've been to, I can actually look these people up and see what they're doing. Big shout out to Mike Sick. But if you want to go out there and learn something, they're going to tell you, hey, they're going to give you the rundown. You're going to go perform, and they're going to tell you, hey, you need to work on this, you need to work on that. And it's only going to help. And they have only helped me, you know what I mean? And it's an actual legit and a cool hip-hop atmosphere, man. So, but all the other, like, whatever little showcases or whatever like that, I've ever attended, man, and they attach the major label names to them and stuff like that, man. I'm fall for it, y'all. No, do your research. Do your research.
Please. please do your research, because I swear, I think artists be going out there and performing for other artists, basically.
Yes, exactly. You know what I mean? And that's all it is. You're just going out there to perform for a bunch of people who came out there to do the same thing you did. Like, and not really bringing an audience out there. And that's what I should say about the bars. And there's that. It's an atmosphere where people go to hear good music, and that's what they got a solid fan base and supporters and people who actually coming out there to enjoy themselves and enjoy some good music from some talented underground artists, man. And it's getting bigger and better out there, man. And that's I can promise you, I've done a million showcases, man. And that's like the only legit one that I've ever been to, man. I promise you. And there's no major label. There's no major label name backing that. It's just some hard people working to, you know, put some good talented people out there in the front and have them learn at the same time.
Now, that's good stuff, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because, you know, and I'm just going to say this about it, and because I know we should talk about that all day. But
yeah.
I just feel like, you know, I understand on one hand you have to kind of go through different things, but I think common sense does kick in at some point in time.
And I see it every day, man. It's so heartbreaking, for real. Because, you know, sometimes you just want to tell, like, I've always said, I'm not like, this established artist that could just be sitting out dishing out advice, because at the same time, in a sense, I'm still in the same place that these other artists are. You know what I'm saying? I'm not around here touring and, you know, on every station and stuff like that. But, So I don't try to, you know what I'm saying, get them advice and tell them, hey, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that, you need to do this. But I see some of their hunger and some of their passion. I see them getting scammed, and it's really, really, really heartbreaking. And at the same time, you actually don't want to try to step on nobody else's toes and be like, you know, I'd be like, man, why are you doing this? You know, you're better than that. Stop wasting your money. Stop wasting your time on this and that. But, you know, you just got to let them learn sometimes, man.
Man, I'm going to say that about it. It's like, I be seeing, like, it's like the same showcases be going over and over and over, you know, with people, you know, getting scammed and whatnot. So it's good. I'm glad that you did put that out there for people to know that there are some legitimate ones out there.
It's very few, but, you know, like I said, I've been through it. Trust me, I've been through it, man. But, like I said, and it's just, like, if you're just doing it, like, sometimes some people just do it for practice. Like, at a point, at a point, I had caught on to, like, at first it was like, yeah, let me go to this showcase, and such and such going to be there. They're going to see me, and I'm going to get signed. And at a point, I'm like, okay, these people ain't really legit. You know what I mean? And then you know what, I'm just going to go. Because I want to perform, you know what I'm saying? I just want to get that practice, you know, get my stage presence right. So I just go perform, and I don't even stay to see who, quote-unquote, won. I just want to go perform. have somebody take it, go home and look at it and see what I need to work on, you know what I'm saying? That's what I started doing. And then, you know, after I got to a certain point, he's like, okay, look, you're not doing no more showcases.
He was like, that's enough.
We're not doing any more showcases. That's just, it's not a good look for you. We're not going to, you know, trying to win nothing or no jump like that. We're not doing that anymore, man. So it's like, you know, you sit back and look at it like, man, you know, not to sound, you know, too cocky or whatever. I'm like, man, I'm past this. I'm better than this. Ain't no talent show, because that's what it is, man. They dress it up in college, man. But it's a talent show, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know, and I don't want to knock nobody's throat, man. I'm not real good with words when I'm talking, only when I'm rapping, man. But like, you know, it's just it's just, you know, like, it's a, like I said, the one I'm gonna be performing that one Thursday as a guest performer. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm glad she hit me up for that, you know, opportunity. Like, yeah, she didn't hit me up on, hey, sign up to do a show, showcase, you know, then she hit me up like, yo, I like what you're doing and I respect your grind and I want to come be a guest performer. So that was, you know, I respect her for that. So I'm
right.
Gonna check out. I'm interested in seeing the talent or whatever. Like I said, I like the prize package you put together for them, and I'm interested to see what they're gonna bring to the table and see what they're gonna do with it. You know what I'm saying? Once everything is over with. So it seems like it's gonna be a pretty good event. And then if it is, I have something to brag on about. You know the. You know, the Columbus hip hop scene. I mean, you know, because I get people hitting me up all the time, like, where can I go to perform? What y'all got? What kind of performance opportunities y'all got? And I don't know what to tell them because I'm always on the go. But,
right.
You know, when I see how this go down, I'm going to be like, yeah, man, next time she has this event, I'm going to have to tell them, hey, you come down here and do this.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you said you have that coming up. Give everybody the details. I don't know if you have the address on hand. People better get that GPS together and hit Google up, maybe. But tell everybody what you got going on as far as that is concerned.
Yeah, this Thursday, Columbus GA, it's called Martini's. I don't know the exact address, but you can definitely follow me on Twitter and I will be tweeting about it at 706 NIX. October 1st, I just got confirmed for Center Stage in ATL. I'll be there.
Word.
October 2nd, got an interview with B100 and ATL. October 3rd, we're gonna come around and shoot the video for the first single of the upcoming EP. October 31st, I'm gonna be back in Jacksonville, repping for Georgia for the big Florida Georgia game. There's a lot coming up, man. We about to end this year with a bang, man. That's where, you know, we about to do it, man.
That's what it is. That's what it is. Oh, and shout out to Evie for real. You know what I mean? Definitely,
yeah.
You know, been riding with you. You know what I mean? For a while, and y'all been doing a lot of good, great things together. So I'm glad you got somebody. You know what I mean? That got your back like that. You know,
yeah, big shout out to Evie. She always had my back, man. And, like we've gone through some trials and tribulations, but it has never been with each other, man. So we always on the same page and we click, man. So I think that's why it works. But yeah, man, she's a rider for real. Big shout out to Evie.
Word. Well, right now, you know what I'm saying. This is like your opportunity to tell everybody, you know. You know, where they can find you. Also tell them, you know, if you have shout outs, you know, this is your moment.
Find me at 706 Nix everywhere. All social media, 706 NIX. Just follow me on there for updates on anything. And, you know, like I said, I got links coming through hourly of everything that I have going on. Check out the site 706nix.com for music and merchandise. And big shout out to Easy. Shout out to my city, Columbus. Shout out to Rainbow Rendezvous for having me. And shout out to my dog, Walking Back, though. You want my attention.
What? Did you just say you just shout out to what?
Shout out to my dog, Walking Back, but you want my attention.
Yo, everything been happening. Like, I had a train go by, everything. But, yo,
yeah.
Thank you, you know what I mean, for coming through. I appreciate that. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend, yo. And I'll try to be on every tweet and everything you post. So, you know, I'll definitely be doing that. But, again, thank you for coming on. And I'm glad we came around Rainbow Rendezvous. You know what? I'm about to change his name. For real.
For real.
You got me all tongue-tied and stuff like Rainbow Rendezvous. You know what I mean? I'm like trying to say Rainbow Rendezvous. That's a long, you know, anyway. Yo, thank you. And, you know, much success to you. I know I'm going to see, you know, more things out of you. And, man, we will get up. So thank you again. And again, I hope you have a wonderful week and a wonderful weekend and an awesome performance.
Much love. Appreciate you, fam. Thanks for having me.
All right, yo.
Much love.
So, yo, that was Nikki McKnight. Follow her at 706Nix, 706Nix.com. Everywhere at 706Nix. Columbus is on. We out of here, man. Thank you for everybody listening. I saw you, Lydia. Thank you for listening. Everybody was in the chat. I don't even know if I had the chat open. And I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying? If you're listening now and you're on Facebook, you can definitely comment underneath the episode on this link. You know, you can leave your comments and, or any other questions, and we'll definitely pass that, you know, forward if you had anything else that you wanted to ask. So thank you again to everybody that tuned in, man. And, again, shout-out to Nick. Shout-out to, you know, the people that regularly tune in as well, man. I appreciate y'all. So we out of here, man. I hope everybody has a